What is up, everybody? I'm Candace Kelly, and welcome to episode 9 of Mental Cement, the show where we talk to outstanding people to find out how we can go from ordinary to extraordinary in business and in life. Today's guest is going to tell us all about moving up on that corporate ladder and getting from where you are to where you want to be in your career. So make sure you're fully focused and really paying attention, because she's going to share that one secret that you might need to take your career and boost it and fast forward it 10 years. So get ready for this week's guest, Katrina Lewis. Katrina, welcome to Mental Cement.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'd love it if you could tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing here in Charlotte.
So my background is, so I'm originally a Floridian. I moved to Charlotte about 3.5 years ago, so in 2015. And people always say, why would you move from Miami to Charlotte? And I tell them, because I was born and raised there. So, you know, I was the child that wanted to go and explore. And even if I come back, I at least could say that I've been somewhere else. So there was nothing that brought me to Charlotte. But it was on all those lists of up and coming and things like that. So knew 2 people here, never been here before, but I came here on a visit and thought it was great and moved here. But other than that, my background is public relations. So I was a PR major in college. I went to the University of Florida. And I worked in the PR space, particularly nonprofit, for about 10 years. So I really have a passion for community and specifically those that are underserved. So I'm really a hands-on person. So like I said, I did that about 10 years. Recently, so this past summer, I actually kind of pivoted my career a little bit, and now I'm actually back into journalism. So I'm the managing editor of QCityMetro.com, which is a news and culture platform for Charlotte's Black community. So it allows me to bring my insight from PR, working with PR and working with organizations, but then actually being able to tell the stories that impact Charlotte's Black community, which is something that I'm very passionate about.
That's really cool. What are some of the things that are impacting Charlotte's Black community?
So, switch the hat. So prior to me coming on to QCity Metro, I worked in workforce development. So I definitely see what attracted me here is attracting a lot of people here. So, like I said, up and coming. So jobs and companies, they're coming here. But part of my questions, and a lot of people, especially around that economic mobility and things like that, was, is Charlotte's Black community prepped and have equal access to these jobs that are coming? So definitely that I saw that, and I always hear that Charlotte is a very relational city. It's about kind of who you know and what kind of networks you flow in. So if you're a person who doesn't have that social capital, that really can hinder some of the opportunities and access that you have. And then just things that come with growing cities. So development. So as we're building, a lot of these luxury apartments and everybody wants to be closer to Center City, you know, are we displacing those folks that were traditionally there? So that's a really big thing. And then opportunities. It's a transplant city. So how do we get connected? How do we those who move to Charlotte really connect and know the history and the issues that people who are natives or people who have been here before kind of the economic boom was here? So those are some of the things. I mean, there's a whole list of things, but those are some of the kind of top things that spaces that I move in.
I love that. You mentioned the idea of social capital. What is social capital, and how would someone go about creating that?
So social capital is along the idea of how we were talking about opportunities coming from kind of who your network is. So let's say, you know, I'm trying to get a job and I see it on a job board. Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, all things being equal, if I know you, I can kind of get you in the door or help you get to opportunities because you're in my network and I have access to these things. So that's kind of high level, just how does your network help you move about, you know, in the city, how do you access it? So I wouldn't call myself like a extrovert or anything like that, but I do recognize that, you know, not a lot, you don't get what you don't ask for, and being a fly on the wall doesn't always help you, right? So I'm not a person that I can attend things by myself and still get to know people. I like meeting people. I'm a people person. So that's part of how you build it, networking. So go to events. I was new in the city. So a big thing that I did to help meet people here, some of the organizations I was in back in Florida, there are chapters of those organizations here. So I just got connected. And about 90% of the people that I know, I've met through joining those organizations just to meet people. So it's really kind of getting out of your comfort zone of kind of waiting for people to do something, you know, for you. You may reach out and say, hey, I saw you were involved with this. I'm interested. I do a lot of, hey, can we grab coffee and do lunch and those kind of things. And I'm always open if people, and I like to eat, so, you know, that works. But just kind of going out there and saying, hey, I have an interest in this. I see that this is happening. Let me go. You never know who you can meet. Mm-hmm.
So when you are reaching out to someone, mm-hmm. what's the appropriate way to go about that interaction? Because you don't want to just go say, hey, do you have a job? Can mm-hmm. I have it? Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be too needy, but mm-hmm. also you want to kind of sell yourself a little bit. So mm-hmm. what's the appropriate balance between the two?
I think the first thing I would say is just really being authentic, right? So if I am someone who, so let me back up. So what I get a lot is, right, I'll get people who reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I saw you were in so-and-so. So I really am everywhere. So I've had people reach out to me on LinkedIn. I think it's a little weird when people reach out and try and add you and friend you on stuff and you've never met. So you can shoot me a message and just be like, oh, hey, I saw such and such, or shoot me an email. If you're at an event, feel free to walk up and, you know, start conversation. What I found has worked a lot is if you don't go up to people just kind of talking immediately about, hey, can I have a job, or, you know, that kind of thing. What I like to do typically, I try and find something about, you know, either what they're wearing or what they're doing, and kind of comment on that to start a conversation, because it's all about kind of starting the conversation, kind of building that rapport. So I'm good for, oh, I really like your whatever you're wearing, piece of clothing, or if it was a presentation, you know, afterwards, I'll just go up and say, oh, hi, I really liked, you know, something about their presentation, or, oh, I found this interesting. So things that are conversation starters is a good way to kind of get it going without putting the I need out there first. Mm.
That's interesting. So I love to read, mm-hmm. and I read a lot about women's mobility in the workplace.
Okay.
And one thing that's always interesting to me is that one of the main reasons that women are passed up for promotional opportunities, kind of what you're talking about, is that they focus on knowing everything about the job task, whereas men focus on, hey, how are you, building those relationships. So what are some things that women, once they kind of, they network, they get that job, they're on the job, they're feeling, all right, I need to be moving up. What are some things that they can do to increase their chances of upward mobility in the workplace?
Well, I think it kind of depends on what industry you're in. Because some are very, some industries, it really is the, who do I need to know to help move me up? Who can I kind of either through mentorship or just, you know, like, let me find a project I can get with them on. So it just kind of depends on your industry. What I found has worked for me is I am so unapologetically me, to the point where it comes across as, you're so you, like, you know, that kind of thing, because I feel like, you know, people try and sometimes, right, in order to put your best foot forward, sometimes you're like, oh, well, I got to make sure I, you know, do this and I do that. But is that really how you are? Because a lot of times, especially for people who are in communications or things like that, body language and, you know, all that, it comes across if that's not you. Mm-hmm. So I tell people all the time, I'm just like, I'm not a good liar because, you know, my body language kind of gives it away if I'm trying to do something that's different for myself. So I would say for women trying to move up in the workplace, kind of at first thing, identify your goal. Because if your goal is, I want to become a VP of marketing, okay, what projects are you working on that you can put your stamp on to say, hey, when it comes, you know, to point back to? And another thing that has really worked for me is, what do you get involved in when you're not at work? So I'm a joiner. Like I said, I'm a people person, so I like to be around people, but I'm kind of like a professional development addict. So I join a lot of organizations to get around people that have something that I want. So for example, I'm on the board for Charlotte-Mecklenburg Black Chamber of Commerce. And literally I got involved with that because I'm really big on, I want to support Black businesses. So thinking that, okay, well, the Black Chamber should know where the Black businesses are. And then it was like, oh, well, I want to accumulate some more business acumen. So, you know, I didn't go to business school or things like that, but I just feel like those are things that you should have. It's very transferable across, you know, industry and even outside of work. It's just good conversation to just be aware of. So I got involved. I was a volunteer on a committee. And I made my mark because I brought my skill set, which is strategic communications, to an organization that had a gap. So I was able to help fill that gap. And then people started knowing me and people were just like, oh, well, you should go and talk to Katrina and things like that. So I would get people that I just meet and they'll say, oh, well, oh, I've heard your name, or, oh, you know, so-and-so, they'll say some connection that we have. And that has helped open a lot of doors for me, just finding something that I wanted to improve in or get more experience of. And then how do I use that to kind of build myself up? So that way, when you get to an opportunity, you can point back to, here's the stuff that I've done in work. Here's the stuff that I've done outside of work, because, you know, I'm kind of because you're well-rounded. So nobody wants to be like, oh, you work all the time and you don't have a life, or, you know, things like that. People want to know that you can wear different hats. So I would say definitely for women trying to get to move up, you know, have a goal, but then also find what are some different avenues that you can take advantage of outside of work that sharpens skills that you already have.
Beautiful.
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, okay. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. That's great advice. Yeah. Great advice. And so you mentioned, you know, during work, working on strategic projects mm-hmm. that help move you forward, outside of work, getting those strategic partnerships and networking mm-hmm. with people that kind of are where you want to be mm-hmm. and kind of learning how they got there. Mm-hmm. If someone listening, they say, I want to be like that. I want to know how to think strategically, mm-hmm. how to market myself in a way that makes me very valuable. Mm-hmm. What are some steps they could take right now? Let's say they're kind of in the entry level position mm-hmm. or just kind of got the job mm-hmm. Or they're really ready to move up. Mm-hmm. What are some steps that they could take, maybe three steps mm-hmm. to help them improve?
I think it goes back to looking at your your professional development into your own hands. So a lot of times people are like, oh, I need a mentor or things like that. They don't fall out of the sky, right? So do your research. Like, you know, like I said, Charlotte, I come from a larger city. So my just kind of mentality is just, you kind of go after, the Southern hospitality thing. I'm still working on it. But, you know, If you're like, I want somebody to help guide me and it's not in my workplace, and even if it's not in your workplace, you should always be trying to improve. Like, you don't know everything, and there's always somebody who's kind of like a step ahead to help kind of guide you, right? So I'm really big on finding someone and not being like, oh, can you mentor me? But just, hey, like I said, like, grab coffee or something like that. Point to and show that you've done your research. Like, for me, that's a big thing. If somebody reaches out to me and they can tell me, oh, well, you know, so you went to University of Florida, go Gators. But, you know, just kind of doing some research and things like that, because a lot of times people's time is really valuable, right? So I would say identify somebody who can help guide you. Again, find if you're in an entry point or even trying to move up, what projects can you tackle? One project that really isn't in that can showcase why I need to pay attention. You know, did you help me save time? Did you make me more efficient? Something that it's like, oh, I can tangibly see you know, how you're a superstar. And then third, I would say is get a sense of self, right? I know sometimes it could be awkward or uncomfortable to kind of do some things, whether it's like, oh, I'm kind of shy, so I'm, you know, I don't want to reach out or, you know, those kind of things. But again, right, especially how you mentioned the thought of how women want to have whole thing, like we want to make sure everything is perfect versus, you know, if men are just like, I'm just gonna do it and feel like, get a sense of self, because we need to kind of develop that kind of mentality where you don't get what you don't ask for, right? So how do you get that confidence? How do you get that self-esteem to be like, you know what, I can sell myself on either this project I worked on, or I know so much about you, I know what your pain point is. Just give me a foot in the door. You'd be surprised if by just knowing that little something where it's just like, I get this answer all the time, but you told me something different, can open a door of opportunity, because there's always something that if you can help me get better, by me helping me get better, you get better too, right? So it's kind of as you move along, reach back and bring that other person up. So I would say, yeah, those three things, you know, kind of identify somebody, you know, find a project where you shine, and then just make sure that you are confident or have a sense of self in who you are. So then that way, when someone approaches you or you approach someone, you can put your best foot forward.
Beautiful. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Valuable nuggets.
No problem.
my final question before we wrap up, before I ask that, if anyone's listening and they want to connect with you online, are you available online? And if so, where can they find you?
I am. So LinkedIn, like I said, send me a message first. So I'm just, you can even say, oh, I heard you on Mental Cement, that kind of thing. But no, you can find me on LinkedIn, Katrina Lewis. I got back into Twitter. I, you know, me and Twitter have a love-hate relationship. But it's Kit, K-I-T underscore cat, K-A-T underscore P-R. You can find me at those two places, most likely.
Awesome. Final question. If you could take everything that you stand for, everything that you believe in, and put it into one word or one phrase, what would that be?
That is such a great question. Everything I stand for, everything I believe, put it into a word or a phrase. Unapologetic. Unapologetic. I think knowing that you have flaws and understanding you got flaws, one, it takes the stress off yourself from trying to be it all the time. That was a lesson learned. Like, I tried and trial and error on that one. But I think that gets you to a point where you're like, I'm okay with not being 100% of the time. And that just opens up you to be okay with, you know, trying and failing, you know, appreciating the wins, that kind of thing. So I would say unapologetic.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Katrina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If you did, be sure to subscribe and share. And join us next week as we sit down with a fitness trainer out in LA as he shares his fitness journey and how he went from 30 pounds overweight to owning his own fitness company. So be sure to check that out next week on another episode of Mental Cement. See you guys.